This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I am a student at Chico State, and I also have Asperger's disorder. My question is, what in Butte County is there for someone such as myself to have as a service here in Chico? That is to say, what is available to me through scenarios to cope with any discrimination or misunderstanding?
Thanks for the question, Dan. The state of California actually has a system where people with developmental disabilities like Asperger's can receive services. The first step is to go to your local regional center. There are 21 of them, and they're run by the state's Department of Developmental Services. They were established to serve as a kind of resource hub that connects you to organizations that provide services. The center also helps with payment. Laura Larson is the executive director of Far Northern Regional Center, which serves an area stretching from Glynn County to the Oregon border. Larson says that while discrimination counseling isn't a service they provide, they can connect you with an aide who will help you navigate difficult situations, like searching for an apartment or signing up for classes.
We serve people with Asperger's. It just depends on how the that particular syndrome impacts your daily living. Are you able to hold down a job? Are you able to live independently? Where are the needs that you have that you would need our support?
But before you can get help at Far Northern Regional Center, you have to qualify. Qualifying entails being interviewed by a staff member and providing them with your medical history and other information. Whether or not you're accepted depends on if their services fit your needs. If you do qualify, it takes about 2 months to begin receiving services.
But we're very unique in California, and there's really nowhere else to refer somebody who has a developmental disability. We're a one-stop shop for the North State.
In other words, your options for services related directly to discrimination or misunderstanding are limited. However, there is a group specifically for Northern California college students with developmental disabilities that might be helpful. It's called College Plus, and it's run through a program called Mainsail. You would still sign up through Far Northern Regional Center, which uses both state and federal funding to pay for services. Doug Ferguson is a coordinator with College Plus. He says if you qualify, a Mainsail employee will be available to help you not only with things like your homework and applying for jobs, but also just to talk through things that are on your mind. They also run a social group that goes on community outings every Friday.
Within those fun activities, there's downtime to connect and chat about how the week is going. Are there any problems that you want to talk about with your classes or with your friends or at work, maybe with a coworker? I mean, those things just kind of naturally come up.
But some say the burden of finding resources and feeling socially accepted shouldn't fall on those who have a developmental disability. I met Rhonda Deaver at an informational meeting at Far Northern Regional Center's office in Chico. Her son is 20 and was diagnosed with autism when he was 2. There are a number of things Deaver would like to see change in the North State so that her son can live more independently. One of those things is how difficult it is for him to get a job. She says she hopes that employers will become more flexible when it comes to hiring those with disabilities.
Really taking the time to understand that they have the skills. It just may not be something in how you train them is traditional. It may have to be done a different way.
I asked Deaver how accepting she and her son found the North State as a whole.
So I think we've grown. Are we done? No. It's a long process, and overall I think we're improving, but we still gotta fight the good fight.
Since You Asked is a new series on North State Public Radio, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Adia White.